Conference and served as pastors in Central Kentucky for 14 years before being appointed as the first United Methodist pastors to plant the first United Methodist Church in Thailand. They have served in Thailand for 15 years and are co-executors, directors of an informative website called Thailand Now. Sherry and Mike have 3 sons and 1 daughter, 2 daughters-in-law, and 4 grandchildren, all of whom they miss terribly when they're overseas. As members of the Somerset First United Methodist Church, we have generously supported them with faithful prayers and funding since they first moved to Thailand in 2006. They are deeply grateful and feel very blessed. So Church, Mike and Sherry Morrissey, please.
Well, good morning, people of God, and good morning to all of you who are worshiping at home, and we are together in spirit, aren't we? Sherry and I are so thankful and grateful to have served as your missionaries to Thailand for the past 15 years. You have supported with your prayers and your generosity this mission right from the get-go, and Sherry and I, we just consider ourselves to be just one small part of a glorious chain, and you're an important part of that chain because it is through your prayers and it's through your generosity that we see great things happening in Thailand. And so we're hoping that as we talk about what's happening in Thailand, that you will feel encouraged and that you'll feel the joy of God's salvation because what you are doing is making a difference. And, you know, when you support Thailand Now, you are supporting a 1040 window mission. The 1040 window, missionaries talk about the 1040 window. It's all those nations between the 10th and 40th parallels in Asia and in Africa where Christianity is either non-existent or it's a tiny minority of the people in those countries. It's where mission work is needed the most. It's where the gospel is needed the most. And you all support a 1040 window mission when you support us. And it's a, if you could back up one slide, brother, and it's a very important strategic place to do mission because it contains the majority of the world's unreached. 4 billion people live in that 1040 window, and 95% of them are totally unreached, having no Christian church in their community. And you'd think that, you know, with such a strategic place to plant churches, you know, you want to plant churches where there are none, that as American churches as a whole, you would think that we would be tossing as much resources as we could and as much effort as we could into that strategic place. But actually, less than one penny out of every $100 that goes towards missions ends up in this unreached region for church planting. And so I want to thank you because you're not the typical church. And so you support church planting in Thailand. And Thailand is not only in the 1040 window, but it's in the most populated part of the 1040 window as well. Thailand is near the center of that circle that you see. And there are more people that live inside that circle on that map than live outside of it.
Say that again.
So more live inside that circle than outside of it. Not much elbow room where we live at. And so I just want to thank you because you serve in a very, I mean, you help a mission in a very strategic place. You know, God has called Sherry and I to plant churches where there are none, and has given us the same type of calling that the Apostle Paul, the first missionary of the church to be planting churches all throughout Asia and Europe, he had this call and speaks about it in Romans chapter 15. He says, "It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who are not told about him will see, and those who have not heard will understand." And that's what we're about. We plant churches where there are none through our Pioneer Pastor program. And we work with Thai leaders to plant churches in all those white areas that you see on the map. All those white areas are counties that don't have a single church. They are totally unreached. The people in those counties don't have a chance to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And if you're like me, we believe that everyone needs Jesus. Amen? Amen. Everyone needs Jesus. And you know, most people that in Thailand are Buddhist or they're Muslim, and only 1.2% of the population there is Christian. And there's a great need for churches in those white areas on the map. And people a lot of times will ask Sherry and I, do you know a lot of other missionaries in Thailand? The funny part, we really don't. Most missionaries that go to Thailand all go up in the north, up in what we call the Bible Belt of Thailand. 95% of missionaries end up in the north, up in Chiang Mai. So when they ask, do you know such and such a person, we'll go, well, are they in Chiang Mai? And they'll go, yeah, how did you know? It's like, well, almost everyone does go there. And so we try to, as Yogi Berra says, hit them where they ain't and be strategic. Wanted to read a scripture to you about why Thai people love receiving the good news of Jesus Christ. And it's out of 2 Corinthians 5:17. It's therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. When churches are being planted in Thailand, almost everyone in that church is a brand new Christian. As a matter of fact, even if a church has been established for 20 years or 30 years, those churches are almost all first-generation Christians. And they have great joy as they're coming to Christ, coming from Buddhism or Islam to a new life in Jesus Christ, who made them into a new creation. And so we very often will get invitations to every month to baptism services. Even during this COVID time when we're stuck here in the States, we're getting invitations to baptism services. And when they do baptisms, they are joyful. And you know, when we do baptisms in the States, they're sort of like very somber, quiet events, aren't they? And in Thailand, they don't do that somber and quiet at all. They sing and shout and they dance, and they are so joyful because they know what it's like to be without Jesus Christ. And now they know him and their lives are totally different, and they can't help but rejoice. And we want to praise God because it's been through your gifts and it's been through your prayers that we've been able to work with Thai leaders to plant 41 churches in 41 counties that never had a church before. And when you go from no church to the first, that's the big leap. And people are coming to Jesus Christ, praise God. And even this past year during COVID time, there were two churches that were planted. Brand new ones. Just want to praise God. You know, God is not stopped by COVID, is he? God keeps at work. And so just want to praise God. We even had two church campuses to be constructed during this time. And so that was all possible because of people like you. And we just want to thank you very much. Wanted to read to you from Matthew 9, verses 37 through 38. And so then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send workers into his harvest field. One of our greatest needs are leaders to lead these new churches and ministry throughout Thailand. And so back 13 years ago, started a Bible college called Global Theological Institute. And so far, we've had 96 graduates from that program earning their Master of Divinity and their bachelor's degrees as well. And they serve all throughout Thailand, and some of them serve as pioneer pastors planting these churches in unreached areas. Now, back 5 years ago, we made a transition with Global Theological Institute. And we changed from being a traditional seminary where students would leave their churches if they had a church, which was a terrible thing then that the church had no pastors when they would leave the churches. Or they'd leave their business or their farm, and they'd leave their family, and they'd have to be away from family and their business for 4 or 5 years to be able to study and earn their Bible degree. But we made the transition to be a distance learning seminary, and so that lay pastors would not have to leave and desert their churches to come and study the Bible. They could do this from home. And so when COVID hit, the really funny part was, you know, COVID was a bunch of lemons, wasn't it? But God made lemonade out of it. And it didn't slow down this ministry one bit because we were already distance learning. And in fact, our students who were in urban areas that were hit hard by lockdowns, they did hardcore lockdowns in Thailand where people could not cross and go from one town to another. There would be roadblocks with military there. And people really suffered. But we had students that were in those urban areas that because they couldn't go to work and there was a lot of life that they couldn't do then, they had extra time for study. And so we had, most of our students were progressing 2-3 times the rate that they would normally do. So we have a bumper crop of graduates that's going to be happening this year, praise God, because of COVID. Isn't God wonderful? He takes something that's a bad thing and can just pull something good out of it.
John 10:10 tells us, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and to have it abundantly." I'm going to share with you updates on both the Abundant Life Savings Group program as well as the Blessing Home Center Ministries. As we're looking at lockdown and the economic hit that the nation of Thailand has taken, it's even more severe than what we're experiencing here. If you've ever struggled with debt, you might know how it wears on the spirit, how difficult it is. And in Thailand, this is no exception. When we went to Thailand back in several years ago, obviously, 15 years ago, 54% of the farmers owned their own land. And just a few years ago, that number dropped to 15%. Now, if you're a numbers geek, you might appreciate this next piece, because just this past week, Bloomberg put out news about what's happening in the economy in Thailand, and that there's been discovered to be a 54% increase in household debt during this last year. Debt is just crushing the people there. Proverbs 22:7 says that the rich rule over the poor, and the borrower becomes the lender's slave. If you've ever struggled with debt, you know it's true. This is really what prompted the establishment of the Abundant Life Savings Program, because we saw that pastors were being called upon by new believers to help them financially, and we knew this was not sustainable. So we began working, trying to bring material that would be appropriate, a training model that could work in the Thai culture. We began to establish savings groups in the local churches. And we work through 3 steps. The first is just to give people hope that they can do what we would call develop savings muscle. Most people in Thailand are living not paycheck to paycheck, but they're living from daily earnings to the next day's earnings. If they don't earn something that day, they're not going to eat that night. And that's really tough to think that you can actually save with that kind of economic situation. So we work through establishing savings groups as the church groups. And then through the group, as they are becoming successful in saving and they're seeing it's possible, they begin to learn principles of how to budget and how to control finances differently. And then to even build their family's financial strength. I want you to know that some of the issues that we see in Thailand, some of the things like the trafficking, these are issues that are spiritual issues. They're also issues that come out of desperation, and it works together. But the church, as the witness of Christ, as we bring Jesus into families, and the biblical teachings, it can transform people as they learn that financial part of their life is part of discipleship as well. Aaron, if you could throw it. The savings groups in Thailand, the kind of the motto is, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. So here you see the beginning of a savings group. You know, we have the icebreakers and just to be able to strengthen the fellowship bonds, and man, they can laugh. But as you go on through the group time, you'll see that the members are growing together, sharing about how they're making mistakes and how they're seeing victories. And one of the beautiful things about this group here at Promise Church, you're seeing husbands and wives learning financial things together. Now, that's really a key, because you know that one of the most challenging things in marriage is the issue of finances. But we're seeing when husbands and wives get on the same page, like what the goal is and how they're going to work together on this issue, it's really transformative for marriages as well. Each week, the members will come together and they'll do their weekly deposits. And you see just a couple of the churches, they're making deposits there. And we also celebrate victories together. Here you see a picture of a young woman. Her name is May, and your pastor and some of the folks that have been to Thailand have had the chance to meet May. This particular day, May was standing up in front of the sanctuary, just like standing right up here. And it was at the end of service. And she is one who had been through the financial training program. She and her husband worked to get rid of their debts. They had saved an emergency fund. But she'd been holding onto that little piece of plastic just in case of an emergency. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, "You have an emergency fund. Trust me." And so that day, you see her, she's holding her card, and she took a big scissor, and she cut that cash card, the credit card, basically, in front of everyone. She said, "I'm choosing to trust God." And everybody just, like, erupted with, you know, like, joyful expressions, because they knew it was possible. So here you see, May and her husband have actually become part of the team. And they're working on creating educational videos. We have YouTube videos so that the people can learn about finances together. If you're already a prayer partner, again, we want to thank you. And we want to give you an update. The Abundant Life Training Program, we have set an ambitious goal that we are going to, by God's grace, establish a training center so that this program can reach out way, way beyond what just a few people can do. And we have completed the funding for phase one, and at the end of this next month, phase one, the land, raising the land, all the border wall that's required to hold that all in, that will be completed. So we give praise to God, and we say thank you to you as well. And later this year, we're going to begin on phase two, which will be working towards developing housing for staff, and then a training center, which will also serve as a sanctuary and an office. So we ask you to please pray, because we know this ministry is changing lives. Finally, just an update about the Blessing Home Center ministry. For those of you who don't know, this ministry is about really saving and protecting children who are vulnerable to either sex or drug trafficking. You know, Scripture tells us that God's heart, He's got a big place in His heart for widows, for orphans, for people who are vulnerable. And I can just tell you that in Thailand, we've got a lot of vulnerable kids. And if families don't have the resources, they look to other things to bring money in. And that's when kids become really vulnerable. So this Blessing Home Ministry was established to protect children. And we do prevention because it is so much more effective. We do this by getting kids that we'd call have high red flags, those that are really vulnerable. If they're being raised by a guardian who's not, you know, related to them, or, you know, neighbors picked them up, that kind of situation. We work to make sure that they will receive funding to be able to go to school and stay in school through 12th grade. And what you see there is folks coming to one of the Blessing Home Centers. In Thailand, all the kids have to wear uniforms. And so if you don't have a uniform, you can't go to school. And they actually have to have three sets of uniforms as they get older: their regular uniform, their scouting uniform, and their PE uniform. And those three sets of shoes, that's what those shoes are for. And I want you to know that your prayers and your support is keeping children in school till graduation. And this is a huge factor for reducing vulnerability, a huge factor there. The Blessing Home Centers, we have up till this past month, actually, we've had three Blessing Home Centers and then Special Blessings, which works to help families with children with special needs and helps to educate as well within the school systems. But this month, we have begun the fourth Blessing Center, the fourth Blessing Home Center, and we just praise God. In each of these locations, the children come regularly. They learn English, they learn Bible, they learn life skills. Some of our missionaries there are doing courses work with the older students to help them with life planning, help them get connected so that they can actually become university students that can attend university or to get career training, vocational training. So this is something that is just powerful, and we just thank you for helping to make it possible. Psalm 82, 3 through 4 is our part together. It says, "Vindicate the weak and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and destitute. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked." When you give opportunities to children, you do this. And we do this because kids that stay in school and graduate are rarely trafficked. The young lady you see there, Corn, she was one of our kids, one of our early graduates, and she was in 11th grade thinking that she was going to drop out of school because she just didn't think there was a possibility of it leading to anything else. Her family was really struggling. She felt like she should drop out. Maybe she can work in the rice fields, do something to help. But because of this program, Corn completed school, her high school, and she actually, as one of our students that was really promising, received a scholarship. She graduated from college with a degree in business English. And I'm telling you, this girl's got a heart for Jesus. She worked in Bangkok for a few years, and she'd just been praying and praying to be able to come back home and help the other kids in her community. And today, Corn has come back to Blessing Home Isan and is directing the program there and is providing, like, in her own language, in her own culture. She knows the hearts of these kids better than anyone. And she's also able to give them skills and teach them English so that they can do well. Some of the kids, the most vulnerable, you know, Blessing Homes had to do the reach, the scoop up, the catch, so kids don't fall through the cracks. And when we need to do that, we do. And that involves providing foster care funding for Christian families, so that children, if they need to be given a home, that can happen for them. So we are here to say thank you, because God is at work and you are making this possible. We are just so grateful. So that's one of our little kids, and you see her growing up, and we know she's, you know, going to be heading towards graduation soon herself, and we just cannot thank you enough. We do ask that if you are not one of our prayer warriors, as you go out today, there's a little box on the right, and it has little cards. And these are cards that if you would like to receive our prayer blog update, you can put your name and your email address and put it in the other box. Take the pen with you. You'll pick one up so you have a clean pen. And even if you don't have email, but you're willing to pray, please sign so that we know that you're praying with us. And be sure to grab one of the prayer cards. We hope they're stuck on your refrigerator or in your bathroom, wherever you run into it frequently, that you would be remembering to pray for us, for the other ministries, and for the people of Thailand. Thank you so much. You want to pray?
Okay. Don't they have a sign?
You're going to pray?
They have a sign.
This is not a benediction, just a prayer. Closing.
You have a sign, yes?
It's not a closing.
Okay. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just praise you. We praise you, Lord, that you died on the cross for our sins and you rose from the grave to have victory over sin and death. And all of us here, all of us, we would be dead in our sins without you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. And Lord, we know that people need Jesus. And there's friends and family and neighbors here in Pulaski County that need Jesus. And Lord, help us, empower us to be your witnesses. Because if we don't tell people about you, about Jesus Christ, if we don't invite them to church, Lord, people are dead in their sins. They need you. Thank you for providing the way. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.